Construction for the Crenshaw LAX metro line is underway, but the new landscape will have to clear trees for three underground stations. Resident and business owners along the Crenshaw corridor in South LA are hoping to keep what little greenery they have in their community. Stephanie Monty reports from the Park Mesa Heights neighborhood.
The new 8.5-mile Crenshaw LAX rail line will change the look of South LA. It's expected to bring new business and pedestrian traffic, but residents are worried about the trees that will be cut down. About 100 trees along a 2-mile stretch of Crenshaw Boulevard between Exposition and 48th Street will be removed to make room for the new train. Romel Pace sells shirts at the corner of Crenshaw and Slauson and says the trees need to stay.
Well, once the trees are removed, a number of things are going to happen. I think it's going to be slow on businesses, being that if you got a train coming through here, so that's something for businesses to have to think about.
Just in general, I believe that the trees should stay there because they're landmarks. They've been here for hundreds of years.
Ali, who didn't give his last name, owns the Serenity Plus gift shop on Crenshaw Boulevard. He is concerned that the removal of trees is going to be bad for business.
You know, it's great oxygen for the people. You know, it's landmarks here for Crenshaw Boulevard and everything. So I think they should kind of like work around and stay where they're at.
Gary George is the conservation chair for LA Audubon Society. He says he supports the extension of public transportation to reduce greenhouse gas emissions that contribute to the climate change, but he's concerned about the tree removal.
All of Los Angeles needs more greenery. It's better for birds, better for people. It's going to cool us all down as the temperature gets hotter. Los Angeles, we have a saying, kill your lawn. So get rid of your lawn and plant some trees and native plants.
The project has just begun and will take approximately 5 years to complete. By the end of April, Metro and its contractors will begin excavation of the Crenshaw Expo Underground Station. In May, construction at the Crenshaw and Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard Station will get started. Metro's website indicates the city will make the final decision on the number of trees to be removed, and phase one of the project will plant 2 young trees for each mature tree that is cut down. Residents and business owners along the Crenshaw Corridor in South LA just hope to keep what little greenery they have left in their community.
Stephanie Monty, Annenberg Radio News.